Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, the NBA on Christmas Day has got Knicks and Bucks to start the day from the Garden. And do not miss the return of the Bird and Taurasi show. Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, special alternate telecast on ESPN2. They're going to have Jason Sudeikis and Tyrese Halliburton and Breonna Stewart, Trae Young, Leslie Jones among their guests. Spectacular day all across the family of networks with the hoops today. Meanwhile, quick eye candy before we start another hour. ARC, how about this catch from DK Metcalf? Ooh. In the win over Tennessee yesterday.
I love it when big boy receivers do big boy things. This is great eyes. This is great late hands. Yeah. And look at the stickum on the left glove. Get the feet down.
So good. So good.
I'll say a name only I'll remember. Fred Biletnikoff is what I think of when
You're not the only person that remembers that. He has an award, Greeny. Yeah.
That's true.
For being a great receiver.
That's terrible by you. Terrible.
But did you ever actually see him play? I mean, I think he retired before you were born.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
44.
I remember he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and I was watching it.
We didn't see him play, but we know who he is.
Okay, fair enough. Well, his hands were completely covered with a stick. With that, we welcome you live to the Seaport. We're brought to you by Grey Goose. A Merry Christmas from our family to yours. Hope you're enjoying a little sports conversation. Oh, what a game we had on Christmas Eve yesterday. Opening up the gifts from South Florida. And let's take you through so many critical plays in this game. Tua was ready. Dak Prescott was ready. He had his MVP moments. But RC, I still don't know how Tony Pollard doesn't score on this
because
play.
Sometimes you have to get behind your pads, Greeny, and put the football in the end zone for your team. This was a missed opportunity for Tony Pollard and the Dallas Cowboys.
And it certainly was, because here comes the very next play, Jeff.
Can't have it. Listen, you know the QB to running back exchange. It's vital in this situation. Yeah. It happens fast. You're on the goal line. Can't give it up. That's a massive turnover early in the game. And to your point, the game was over for you right there, Greeny.
You know they're going to lose based on that, even though CeeDee Lamb then did this.
This is a great job by Dak and CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb actually beats a pseudo double team, and the yards after the catch is huge. Remember, he's a former punt returner.
Absolutely. He has got touchdowns in seven consecutive games. Now we're final seconds of the second quarter.
Such a great design. Nice. Two dudes really wide open in the flat. Like, whatever. You just, hey, tip your cap, bro. Yeah, great design. Nice.
Raheem Mostert's 21st touchdown of the year, most in the NFL. Fourth quarter now. 10 minutes and change to play. Cowboys down by six. And this is when CeeDee Lamb really starts taking over on this drive. Fourth and two. Gotta have it.
Jeff said it earlier. Players over plays. Yep. Two big-time plays in a row. Dak Prescott finds CeeDee Lamb.
Six catches, 118 yards and a touchdown.
Fired up.
Then here's Dak's play of the day.
Unbelievable. Dude, I think back to Ben Roethlisberger back in the day, right? Got guys draped on his legs. Still has the body strength and the vision. Look, his eyes never come down. That's a good ball. Yeah. That ain't just a toss-up. That dude put it on him.
Now the Cowboys going for it on a fourth and goal here. They had not gotten the pass interference call two plays earlier. Was this a good call?
This is a great call. You see Deshaun Elliott wraps turban around the waist. If not, that's a touchdown. Yeah. It's a great play by him, but it's the right call by the official.
And then, RC, here's the 17th play of this drive.
This is such a great route by Brandon Cooks, but the throw by Dak Prescott to keep him in bounds, but also keep it far enough away from Jalen Ramsey, it couldn't be placed any better.
That drive was Dak's MVP statement. He just needed his defense to make one stop, and they couldn't do it. Here's Achane and a huge penalty.
Gets the football out of his hands right away. Damone Clark is in pursuit. He grabs the face mask. It's an easy call for the officials, but this is 15 yards you cannot lose if you're this Dallas defense.
In a one-point game, again, the Dolphins looking to run clock, Jeff, and get the field goal. Here's a third down pickup.
Great call. Great design by McDaniel. Saw man coverage. A easy block by the lineman. Set him up. Convert. In the drive.
And this play is basically the game on a third down. Cowboys have no timeouts left. Yeah. That's Jeff Wilson. Mike McCarthy knows it. Because
they need somebody with a horse collar or something.
Yeah, one something. Because that just leaves Jason Sanders to kick the game-winning 29-yard field goal. He made five field goals yesterday. Three of them were of 50 yards or longer.
Big time.
That one is the chip shot for the game winner. Look at him getting
sir.
Celebration.
Kickers are people, too.
From Christian Yes. Our people.
Yeah, if he misses that thing, it's a whole other conversation. But he doesn't. And so the Dolphins get the huge, critical win. And we opened up the show this morning by me asking you a question. We'll go Cowboys-centric first, then we'll get to the Dolphins. If we look at Dallas, was that a tough loss, or was that a bad sign?
Bad sign. Because your quarterback did everything he can possibly do to hand you the win. And then the defense, which is supposed to be your calling card in the NFL, right? We got five dudes who can rush the passer. We're going to get after it. We're going to close games out, and you cannot close it out. These are the type of games that you're going to play in the playoffs. They ain't going to be blowouts. You ain't playing bad teams in the playoffs. They're going to be one possession games where you got to finish them out, and that you can't get off the field with this lead with 3 minutes left tells you everything you need to know.
They have a little bit of imposter syndrome. Like they don't believe it yet either. They don't know who they are. This is the total opposite team that we were expected coming into the season, right? Mike McCarthy said this is going to be a team that runs the football well. They don't do that. Mike McCarthy said this is going to be a team that can close out games defensively. They didn't do that. And so now this team is searching for an identity. So much was put on the quarterback, right? We always asked and wondered, could Dak Prescott do it? I think he's shown us throughout this season he could do it. He could carry this team. He could shoulder the load. Now what are you going to do on the other side of the ball?
Yeah.
I will say this. It's a better outing than last week against the Buffalo Bills where they were absolutely bludgeoned.
Yeah.
But now you have an opportunity to make a statement. Michael Parsons, who always speaks about greatness, always speaks about that next level, that's created on drives like the last drive for the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
It's created by getting to the quarterback. It's created by making a stop behind the line of scrimmage for a tackle for loss. And when you don't do that, you're now showing your offense, you got to keep the ball to the end.
Yeah.
The same sort of conversations you had about the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, we now have to start having about the Dallas Cowboys.
For sure. Last season, Dak Prescott, I think, would acknowledge himself. He played below his standards.
Absolutely.
He was part of the problem. This year, he's been one of the five best players in the NFL.
Yep.
This is unquestionably not about Dak. Here's what, you know who didn't expect them to be different this year? You.
Yeah.
You came on this show and you said they can't run the ball physically. And if you want to sum that game up in one play,
Because the problem is this to me. It's actually the right call, right? You're looking at a team that knows they can't be physical in between the tackles near the goal line. So what do? They call an option. So now you're not blocking Bradley Chubb, which gives you an extra blocker for Deshaun Elliott. Two things need to happen, right? Ferguson needs to get to the block, and Tony Pollard either needs to get to the pylon and win or get behind your pads for one time the entire season. We're not asking you to be a killer every single snap. We're asking you to be a football player and do what's needed to get it in the end zone.
Here's the thing. When that ball is pitched, I'm sitting on my couch just like everybody else. Immediately, you're like, oh, that's an easy touchdown. He's going to walk into the end. How does he not score on this play?
Again, because what he said, you have to get behind your pads. Listen, Tony Dungy used to talk about this. Death by inches. And teams like the Cowboys, this is what they face. That's an inches play. The very next play, they turn the ball over, right? Give the ball back. The last two plays of the game, RC, you brought up in the first hour. Everybody in the world knows we're going to run this rock right here. Can you stop us in these two plays? And they went and got the first down. That's the difference. At some point, somebody's got to step up and make that play. Force the team, stop the clock, get the ball back to Dak. However you want to frame it, but when it mattered most at every situation, the Dolphins made the plays and the Cowboys did not.
And I want to talk about the adjustments or the understanding that Mike McDaniel had. You know, we have a tape to show it. Throughout the game, the Dallas Cowboys understood who they were facing offensively, and they played a ton of too high against the Miami Dolphins, which they don't do. Here, you're going to see them in cover two. And what they're saying to themselves is, we want to get hands on Tyreek very early, and we will not allow him to take the top off of the defense because we've seen how explosive they could be. The football is thrown in front of them. It's an intermediate catch, and you're okay with that because they have to line up and play another play. Now, this is going to be a little different. They're going to be in quarters coverage.
coverage. And so now in quarters coverage, Tyreek Hill is going to work in between Deron Bland and Donovan Wilson. But still, I feel good about this. We had Bland over the top. Now, when it got down to a critical football moment, right now Tua Tagovailoa knows I'm going to put Tyreek Hill in motion so I can check to see whether or not it's man or zone. Mike McDaniel is expecting man because that's what they normally do. Here, you're going to think sprint out right away. You're going to think Tyreek Hill is going to go to the outside. It's also to the left of the quarterback. But no, he now gets back into the screen where Jordan Lewis is trying to get over the top of Stephon Gilmore, which allows Levi Cotton to get the kickout block, Tyreek Hill to get inside. When it came down to be who you needed to be, who you were built on by your fundamentals and foundations offensively and defensively, the Miami Dolphins were more who they said they were than the Dallas Cowboys.
And as I said earlier, that game meant more to them than it did to Dallas.
Yes.
That game is the difference. If they lose that game, if the Cowboys make one big stop, now the Dolphins are holding on to the division for dear life. Instead, they're going to play Baltimore.
Well, Grady, can I push back on that?
Go ahead.
Can I push back on that? From the outside, right, you look at standings. We don't know nothing about standings when we're on the field.
Oh, I get it.
That game meant everything to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
When you work the way you have to work to get to the NFL, when you work the way you have to work in training camp, and when you want to win, and when you want to be the best, to be embarrassed the way they were the week before, that game meant everything.
Yeah.
You got to go out and show now that I'm the man I claim to be. You want to be able to walk into your house and say, I did everything I was supposed to do. So this game meant the world to them.
And they showed it by playing. Dallas showed how important it was because they did something different. Like he showed you when they played those coverages they're playing, they're saying we're going to rally and tackle.
Yes.
We're going to force field goals. We're not going to give up explosive. We're emptying the chamber.
Yep.
This is who we're going to do. We're going to play this like it's a playoff game to get this and win this. Now, from the standings, it may make, but to players, it matters because when you showed up in those moments, right, situational football, 2 minutes left, you got three timeouts, it's third and three, we got to get a stop. We go to man, we don't get the stop.
Yep.
A minute left in the game. They're going to run the ball twice at us. We're going to have to pull our neck, stop it, and then we're going to force, we're going to stop it. We're going to get the ball back. They don't do those things. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what the standings say. You don't want to limp in to the playoffs. And right now, with the last 2 weeks, it is a limping syndrome you don't want to have.
Greeny, and all the cheesy stuff that happens in the movies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when dudes get fired up, punch each other, and cuss each other out, and give speeches, that junk happens before that last drive for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
The Jeff Saturdays of the world that just had a dang near 20 play drives come up to the Ryan Clarks, the Troy Polamalus. They go up to their guys and say, bro, we need this stop.
Go.
We went out and did what we needed to do. We win this as a team. And without y'all, we can't win it.
Yep.
And that's the way you go on the field. So whether or not the standing said it, the defense knew.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons knows.
Yep.
Did you see DeMarcus Lawrence on that sideline?
Oh, yeah.
He knew.
He
knows how much it matters. He knows that they had something to prove. And in the biggest moment, they didn't.
Yep.
In the biggest moment, they reverted back to who they've always been as the Cowboys. I'm sorry, who they've been the last 28 years. when we are looking for you, and when we actually believe you can be something more than what you've been, you show us once again that counting on you will get us in the poorhouse every single time.
Now that's well said. In that regard, it did mean everything to them. What I was trying to say, and I will as we continue here, the Dolphins had the same kind of syndrome.
Yes.
Right? They had everybody questioning them, too. They hadn't beaten a good team all year. They had something to prove. And now they put themselves in a position where they can have the entire road to the Super Bowl go through their building
if
they beat Baltimore next week. So we'll have more on this game as we go. Much more on Dallas and Miami. Coming up, the Cowboys turned it over once, and it was extraordinarily costly. Did Mike McCarthy make a huge mistake that exposed an even bigger problem? We'll be talking about that. Plus, on to the other games of the weekend. He is no ordinary Joe. Is Cleveland's fourth quarterback by far their best? Is this a sneaky, dangerous team? We're going around the AFC and more next. Get up on ESPN.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Come on, get up.
Christmas Day game is always a sense of pride.
Biggest stage, honor to be a part of.
You know, so many people are watching. You want to be at your best.
I appreciate y'all allowing me to play on Christmas once again. Love, love, love.
Fabulous Christmas Day coming your way. Look at the players we'll have mic'd up today. Dame Lillard and Steph and Jamal Murray and Jason Tatum, LeBron, Tyrese Maxey, Jimmy Butler, Luka, all wearing microphones, part of our fabulous NBA coverage on this Christmas Day. Meanwhile, back to the NFL conversation here. Let's run the hurry up through some of the other interesting action yesterday. Jeff, the Lions beat Minnesota. They win the NFC North. Talk to me about Detroit.
How big is this? How about some physical football? Yeah. Detroit's offensive line moving bodies around. This team played like they had played earlier in the season. Yeah. Hats off to Dan Campbell for this entire football team. Big time.
You know, I thought it was great to see Jared Goff get a little emotional after the game. This is a guy that's been to a Super Bowl. This team won 3 games in his first season there. They started out 1-6 last year. To have the expectations coming into this year and to meet them by winning the NFC North is huge for this team and their head coach, Dan Campbell.
Are they going to win playoff games this year?
I believe they are.
They're going to host at least one.
They're going to host a playoff game, and the one thing this team does is run the football. Defensively, they're a little scary.
They are.
Because they aren't rushing the passer well, but I believe when you can run the football like this and get into the play action, it's huge.
I'm going to give a little shout out to my man Dre Bly, defensive backs coach for Detroit Lions. 4 picks yesterday. I see you, Bly, make it happen back there.
Tar Heel.
Yes, sir.
I will say this. We could wind up with Matt Stafford in Detroit on Wild Card Weekend. That would really be after 12 seasons
unreal
in a Lions.
Dan Orlovsky would have to be in a straitjacket because he wouldn't know where to turn.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He'd be broke. He'd just melt down.
It's
melt
either Dan's down. Wildest dream or worst nightmare. I'm not 100% sure which. Let's go to the next game here. RC, Joe Flacco, spectacular. Amari Cooper, maybe the performance of the season. The Browns are 10-5. Talk to me about this.
Amari Cooper was made to play wide receiver, and Joe Flacco has given the Cleveland Browns the best quarterback play they've gotten the entire season. And this is their 4th quarterback on the season. He makes every throw that Kevin Stefanski dials up. If it's open, Joe Flacco is hitting it, and he's the guy that played on his mind and arm strength, and both of those are still as strong as they've ever been. And with this defense, this is a team. We keep talking about the Buffalo Bills being a team.
Oh.
You don't want to play in the AFC. You don't want to play the Cleveland Browns.
This is a scary team. Listen, my favorite part about the Joe play is 4 weeks ago he's on his couch like the rest of us. Now he's just throwing dimes out there. But there was a third down play yesterday where he's got a body draped on him.
Yes.
And in Stefanski's offense, the greatest part about him is he's not afraid to hold the ball a split second longer. He's got the arm strength to get it out there. And then Cooper makes an insane catch. But it's just – it's watching the fine details of this offense set up with a Super Bowl defense just makes this thing scary.
Look, if the Ravens lose tonight to San Francisco, and they are underdogs, it's not out of the question Cleveland could still win this division. And I will say
– I would lose my mind.
I would lose
my
mind.
If Cleveland comes back and wins the division
– Is Kevin Stefanski the coach of the year? They lost three quarterbacks.
Yes.
They lost Nick Chubb the second week of the season. Yes.
What Kevin Stefanski has done schematically with the X's and O's is huge, but it's the leadership. Jeff knows this as well as I do. It's about leading a locker room. And when you start to lose players the way that this team has, both offensively and defensively, you can get down on yourself. You can start to lose confidence.
That's right.
He's never allowed this team to do this. And you also have to give general manager Andrew Berry
some
credit as well for thinking to himself, I don't have the quarterback I need. I do have a Super Bowl caliber defense. Let's go kick the tires on Joe Flacco and look what they found.
Amen. And listen, Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, the staff on this, and they are together. The defense held it together while they were going through all these quarterbacks. I mean, it amazes me that they've been able to keep this thing together. I mean, it's like the antithesis of your team, the Jets. I mean, Merry Christmas.
They actually play the Jets Thursday night. Merry Christmas to one of all. Then one more. Late last night, if you didn't stay up and watch it, the Patriots upset the Denver Broncos last night. So what does this a Bronco team that there was a moment in time, Jeff, we thought they were hot and they were coming on and they might be dangerous now. Why?
This was a playoff game for them.
Yep.
They didn't come through. And the craziest part is they tie this game up at 23. They have the ball in their hand. They go 3-and-out, give it back to Zappe, who then drives it down for the game. Like, they had everything they wanted and still couldn't finish. Hey, there's nowhere to point but to yourself.
And listen, they weren't supposed to be in this game at that point.
That's right.
So you were actually lucky to be where you are. Now it's time to execute. And when you look at Sean Payton and the way he treats everyone else on the sideline, he's going to have to start pointing some fingers at himself for not making the right calls, for not having the right game plan, also not having his team prepared to play early in some of these games. You're playing a team in the New England Patriots that's reeling from a wins and losses standpoint, but they come out prepared to play and they found a way to win. And hats off to Bailey Zappe too. This guy was cut. This guy was put on practice squad. To go out and play the way that he's played the last few weeks is huge.
The thing for me was, you know, this is like the Mike Tomlin syndrome, right? Like, you think about Bill Belichick, who is, you know, defined as the greatest NFL coach of all. He gets his job questioned at every press conference for the last month and a half, and he still has his team ready to come out and beat a playoff-chasing Denver Broncos team with Zappe, with all the headaches they face. I mean,
so basically what we're saying is he don't care nothing about Robert Kraft and his next quarterback. He's going to try to win games.
Every week. Just get ready for that team.
Why not? In the meantime, let's make Jeff Saturday really happy on this Christmas. Let's show a little crepe here from a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Hey, this is bigger than a crepe. Listen, watch Jalen Warren run up in the air. Oh, my word. Receive it, young fella. I don't know sure where you're looking for, but, hey, look for your mouthpiece and your chin strap because they both got knocked off your helmet. This is as good. And, by the way, put that on a loop for George Pickens. Put it in his locker because that's the way you do it for your boy. That same foot, same shoulder. Oh, my word. Hey, this right here set the tone for the entire holiday season. Get some, Warren. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to say this. What I love about this play is if you've been looking for examples of what giving it up for your teammate looks like, this is what it looks like. Can you make a play without the football in your hand? And I'm going to say this. This is the undrafted free agent mentality.
Respect.
This is that every play matters, that everybody on my team is worth giving up my body for. And I love this by Jalen Warren. This sets a tone for the entire locker room. And this is the sort of player that Mike Tomlin is looking for.
Lest you don't remember, he was the player who might have scored the touchdown on the play that George Pickens didn't block. So there's right. a lot of symmetry yeah. involved in all of this one Ooh. Way or another. A little pancake. My Jeffrey will word. Have the full order for you tomorrow.
Get your feet on the ground, son.
In the meantime, we go back to South Florida next. There was only one turnover, but it sure was costly in this game. RC's got his tweets ready to go all around the NFL, plus a huge day of basketball. It wouldn't be Christmas without LeBron James taking center stage, but Santa Perk has big concerns about one of the all-time greats. He'll explain what they are next. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are back on Get Up at the bottom of the hour. It is everybody's favorite time on a Monday. Ryan Clark is the best follow on Twitter during NFL Sundays, and now let's have him explain some of these tweets. So let's start with what might have been the play of the day. Justin Jefferson is truly indefensible. Double teamed, and who the F cares? That's not even a 50-50 ball. That's a Mickey 50, 25-75 ball. Mickey Ficky. And he climbed the ladder and Jeffersoned both dudes. It's crazy how dang good he is. RC, explain the tweet.
Like, Justin Jefferson is playing with Nick Mullins, right? And Nick Mullins, he saw what Kirk Cousins does. He says, you know what? Justin Jefferson is down there somewhere, and everybody is jumping up for the ball. Sutton's jumping. Kirby Joseph is jumping. He had two picks. Oh, I'm going to get it. Justin Jefferson's hammy is banged up. It does not matter. The man has tiger blood in him, Greedy. Do you know what tiger blood pumps? You know what colors? Purple. Yes. Freaking right. Gold.
Yes.
No, but honestly, though, Justin Jefferson is absolutely amazing. He's been missing for this team. But when you have a guy that you believe in this much, that you throw this football, and he comes down with it, he is truly one of the best in the game.
It's just worth saying again that he and Ja'Marr Chase were on the same team with Joe Burrow as their quarterback. Oh. A fumble.
Scoop. Score. Oh, wait. No. Okay.
What are you, the Cowboys on the 1 yard line? All right. Next tweet. And this one didn't age real well.
My bad, Greeny.
Welp.
I spoke too soon.
Welp, the Jets opening a can of whip as like Pillsbury biscuits on Christmas Eve morning. Explain that to me.
Hey, Greeny, you ever get that good Pillsbury biscuit, man?
Yeah.
Like, you just got to squeeze it, and sometimes it don't pop right open. But then when you get it, it go poof, right? That's what the Jets came out and did. It's why Sam Howell was bit. The Jets were all over the place. And right then, I'm picturing the Greenberg household.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mike and little Tomlin are all fired up because they're saying, wait, maybe we're going to get a new coach. Breece Hall had like 77 million fantasy points. And then what do the Jets do? They burn the biscuits, Greedy.
They did.
You can't burn the biscuits. They let the people all the way back in the game.
Yeah.
Now you've kicked little Mike and little Tomlin out.
It's true.
And you changed their names.
That's right.
Because you know why? Now you can't get your coach.
That's exactly right.
They ruined it again, and you stuck with Robert Saleh. Ruined your Christmas.
They ruined it on Saturday. Tomlin ruined it for me on Saturday. The Jets almost gave that game away yesterday. I've never seen a team try as hard to lose as the Commanders did in the first half of that game. And the Jets refused to take it.
You know how bad the Commanders are?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson doesn't even tweet about
it. That's it. He's done. He's not watching because he's not watching the game. Why would you? I was the only person alive watching that game yesterday. Okay, last one. Why in the heck Would Dallas do some dumb stuff like that on the goal line? I don't even know their fullback. Explain it to me.
Hunter Lipke, right? Right now, look at this. We might as well just go with the tush push. And I get it. They planned this. He carried the ball 2 times on that drive. He caught a pass on that drive. But you know why they got to do this? Because Ezekiel Elliott is not walking through that door.
Right.
Tony Dorsett, he can't play no more.
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith, you saw him on that commercial when him and Randy was trying to come back.
Yeah.
He can't do it no more neither. So you know what they turned to? Hunter Lipke. Hey, never heard of him. You give him the football. If when you get to the goal line and you give the football to Tony Pollard and you said you were going to be physical, you said this was going to be your guy, you got to find a way to get in the end zone. And because you can't and because you don't, that play comes back to haunt you at the end of the game.
Get Saturday over here. He and I were, Jeff and I were begging the Cowboys to trade.
Skinny, man. Well,
he looks good. But wait, we were begging them to trade for Derrick Henry at the trade deadline. Maybe they never could have, but somebody. Look, bottom line of it is this. First, on their first fourth in, or goal line play on the 1 yard line, they run that nonsense to Lipke. Then, after they get the pass interference call down on the, they're on the half yard line, they're running a play action pass that gets sacked to the 11 yard line. Now, as it turns out, they score a touchdown anyway. But that could have cost them the game. The bottom line is, when they need 1 yard, they don't know how to get it.
They've been a bad red zone team the entire season because of that. You go back to the loss against the Arizona Cardinals. Yep. We've seen this rear its ugly head so many times for the Dallas Cowboys, but it's about not having the right personnel to have a physical run game.
Listen, you explain this to me. Red zone is one thing. I get it. The red zone starts at the 20. This is inside the one twice, and they can't run the ball into the end zone.
Yeah, the first one, your running back's got to go score. Like when you're talking about Pollard, you got to put your foot in the ground and go find a way, right? If it's one-on-one, you got to go make that play. So you got a blocker in front of you, get behind your pads, go low, whatever, you got to dive in the end zone, make it happen. The second one, what ends up happening is you're going to a play where a quarterback and a running back have probably handed the ball off to each other 9 times. 10 times the whole season, right? Because you don't get a lot of these at practice. Yeah. You're not working on this very often. Everything is spinning. It's not like fourth and one from the 49, right? If you get it, great. Every drive is hitting. Okay, you don't. You're giving the offense. It's row, but nobody really cares. This is when it matters most. Everything is sped up. So when Dak comes out to put the ball in, you know, it's the pocket. It's all those different things that they get. And the hurried and the essence of the moment matters. And this is why you always see. We saw it with the Dolphins on the center quarterback exchange.
Right, a couple of times.
Because it happens. Everything gets magnified down there. And to your point, this is the death by inches that we talked about earlier.
Yep.
These are the things in the moments, situational football when it matters, can't have this kind of thing.
And you mentioned it earlier, the inches against the Philadelphia Eagles, just stepping
out
of bounds, not getting the football over the goal line.
Right.
You catch the football, and now this situation as well. Those games start to stack up. And instead of the Dallas Cowboys hosting playoff games, they'll be on the road, which they've shown us is difficult for them. They don't have a physicality in the run game that travels. They don't have a defensive line that inverts the line of scrimmage that will travel. And so now you're putting everything on Dak Prescott that until this year was the part of your team we were questioning. The Dallas Cowboys needed to win this game, not just because of the standings, because you made it very clear they could still win the division based on a loss from the Eagles. It's about them. It's about knowing that in the biggest moments, goal line, that's a big moment, Greeny. Pollard not getting in, that's an issue. Fumbling the ball, that's an issue. Not getting the stops when they're required on the last drive, that's a problem. And you need to be able to do all those things to beat the San Franciscos of the world, the Detroit Lions of the world.
Yeah.
Right now, they haven't shown it.
So, you explain this to me better because you played center and I'm just sitting here as a fan. The bottom line is, if you got to get cute inside the 1 yard line, you're already lost.
100%. Listen, there's one team that gets cute. That's Andy Reid, because he can design them up.
Yeah.
Everybody else, bro, you better bull your neck. You better be able to move somebody else at least a yard, score with your man, and make those plays. And
but it's why the Cowboys ain't. That's why the brotherly shove is such a great play.
That's why
everybody
hates it.
And it's why because it's almost automatic. That is such an intense situation.
Yep.
That's where people get tight. That's where people try to figure out, are we a physical enough team to do it? And right now, the Cowboys aren't.
All right, guys, stay close. Much more on all of yesterday's action in a moment. But you know what's coming up today? We got five NBA games, 5 star-studded matchups between ESPN and ABC. It starts with the Bucks and the Knicks at the Garden. Then we got the Warriors and the Nuggets. We got the Celtics and the Lakers. We got the Sixers and the Heat. We got the Mavs. Cavs and the Suns. We got all that and a whole lot more. And right now, we've got RC. Get out of the way. We got Santa Perk ready to go. He's back with us to discuss all things NBA on this Christmas Day. He was earlier with us this morning giving us little gifts, Christmas wish gifts for everybody. And one of them was LeBron. You were telling me how LeBron needs another running mate. He needs some help. What are you looking forward to in his matchup today with the Boston Celtics?
Well, I'm looking at the others, Greeny, because think about what Darvin Ham had to do last game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He had to move LeBron to the point guard position. LeBron had to go for 40. You know why? Because of the inconsistent play on the perimeter. But when you think about LeBron James at 38 years of age, I don't want him playing 37 minutes. I don't want all those minutes having to load up on my old fella. And Greeny, here's the fact of the matter. The rest of the guys, Cam Reddish, Rui Hachimura, even Austin Reeves to an extent. Right now, I told this to Stephen A. the other day, they can't hit a bull in the behind with an ironing board. That's how horrible they've been with far as shooting. And so when I'm looking at it today, if LeBron doesn't go out there and have a LeBron James-type game, and I'm not talking about 27-7, I'm talking about 35-plus, they're going to get smoked by the Boston Celtics.
Celtics right now look as good as any team in the whole NBA. I'm with you. Actually, Big Perk, in a commercial break, RC and Jeff and I were talking about how both LeBron and Kevin Durant, the two sort of legendary stars along with Steph of this league, still playing at such a high level. Durant is playing so well, but his team is way worse than the Lakers are. They're right now a 500 team. They're in 11th place. Is Phoenix a legitimate threat with Kevin Durant to do anything of consequence as the season goes on?
They are because of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. But let me tell you this, Greeny. I'm concerned about them. And since I'm in the giving mood, Santa Perk, I actually gifted them a heart the other day. And I'm not talking about from the Wizard of Oz. Because, look, this team lacks physicality. This team is really, really soft. And that's the narrative, and that's what everyone is around the league is saying. If you get physical with them, if you punish them in the inside, if you make it a rugged type game, you're going to beat the Phoenix Suns. They have to clean up those areas. That doesn't come from Frank Vogel. That doesn't come from James Jones. That comes from within. So until they find it within to buy in and say, you know what, we're going to do the little things. We're going to dive on the floor. We're going to get deflections. We're going to get extra possessions by getting into the paint in the trenches and mixing it up for us rebounding, then you're going to beat the Phoenix Suns. And guess what, Greeny? There'll be a first-round exit if they don't get it together. And that would be a complete failure this season.
Yeah, if they even get there in the first place. And let me finish it up by going back to the East here and the 76ers, because we know, look, Boston's got their stars and Milwaukee's got their big duo and Philadelphia has got a big two as well, led, of course, by Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey has been so good this year. Does Philly have enough to contend with Boston and Milwaukee and make it a three-team race in the Eastern Conference?
Hell yeah. And I'm going to go a little further, Greeny. If Philly was to play the Bucks right now in the playoff series, they'll beat them. They'll beat them. See, I think we don't give Philly enough credit for the depth that they have. Kelly Oubre has been playing exceptional basketball, being a star in his role. I love the addition of Nicholas Batum, although he's been out for the past couple games due to a hamstring. DeAnthony Melton, he has been phenomenal. And on top, hold on, I got a visitor. He just wanted to show off his suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A., I miss you this year, my good friend. I hope you have a terrific Christmas out there with everybody. I'm not even sure he can hear from, or he can hear us, but we will hear from him as we continue, and obviously, first take for an hour. What's the face?
But Greeny, here's the thing real quick. Think about, because I was rudely interrupted.
Yes, you were.
Nick, Nick Nurse is a hell of a coach. He got those young fellas playing some inspired basketball over there. Now, I don't know if they have enough to compete with the Boston Celtics, but the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm taking the Philadelphia 76ers.
Big Perk, have a wonderful day out there today in L.A. and say hi to everybody. And we will be watching all day long. Thank you, my friend. NBA on Christmas Day. We got the Knicks and Bucks to start it. We showed you the lineup. We will also have the Bird and Taurasi show. Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi on ESPN2, noon Eastern. The guests include Jason Sudeikis and Tyrese Halliburton, Breanna Stewart, Trey Young, Leslie Jones. Special day all across the family of networks with the basketball. Meanwhile, we go back to the football in a moment. The action tonight should be the game of the year. It's the best in the AFC, the best in the NFC. Who gets the win? We'll tell you next. Get up on Christmas, ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A reminder, you won't just see the NBA on ESPN and ABC today. You'll hear it as well. Mic'd up players will include Dame Lillard and Steph Curry and Jason Tatum and LeBron and Luka Doncic. Special day here on ESPN and ABC. And speaking of a special day on this Christmas, let's take a look back at our best moments of 2023. Put your feet up, folks.
It's that time of year.
We are a large dysfunctional family.
It's 2023.
This show's called Get Up.
This show is definitely popping, man.
Get up. If I can't get on Get Up, I need a new job.
You are desperate to make good TV.
This is a classic show.
I don't get to hang out with y'all often, man. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Can we speak freely on the show?
Hell no.
Sotto voce.
It's a fun ride sometimes, but sometimes it goes off the rails.
Hello.
Oh, what are you doing, Mike?
Artie, what's the fudge, man?
He gets testy.
I did.
And I love it.
Here's where things could get interesting.
If you've got Dak and you add Shaq to that attack, they've been taking a lot of flack because the defense has been whack, but they would be the Mac in the bounce back if they were able to bring in Shaq.
I'm sexy green.
Drop the album, man.
I'd really like some pancakes.
Pancakes? Where are we going to get pancakes?
Pancakes are back, baby!
He got it.
That boy bad.
I think I need new security.
Tom Brady has announced that he is retiring.
I told you, 40 effing five.
He puts his underwear on like I put mine on.
Serious inside information.
This is what happens when y'all go in the makeup room together. Y'all all get high.
Snoop Dogg can THC the future.
Jordan Poole, keep shooting. I like the way you've been missing, brother.
We will touch screen a squirrel.
Squirrel.
This is supposed to be a serious sports show.
Yeah, like what?
Call for your mom. I'm going to talk about the NBA.
Ain't nobody want to square up with PP Gray.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Ronnie!
The three words that no one ever wants to speak aloud are Greeny was right. We're a little Rodgers-centric.
Yes!
Let's go.
This is going to be the greatest regular season game in Jet history.
It was a freaking disaster.
Even if Aaron Rodgers said he's coming back, I'm drafting another quarterback.
How can you draft another quarterback?
You got to give Zach Wilson a chance to play. Get him over there.
They hate us.
What is he talking about?
He's coming back.
I'll be honest with you.
Talk to the jersey. We're talking
I'm not talking to a jersey. Okay. I'm looking at you.
Okay. What is that?
This is a sign.
This is a guy that knew how to get his sign on the show with Greeny.
That's the best of the year.
The pancakes have been served.
That's my micro.
That's about as good as it gets. That was everything we hoped it would be and more. That makes me feel great. Thank you to everybody who gets up with us every single day. It's so much fun. You guys, I love you both. is such a huge part of what we do here every single day. Been with us from the very beginning when we started. You were like here the second day we started this.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Yeah.
It was pretty early, but it's cool, man, to see, you know, how far it's coming on, how everybody's still rocking with y'all.
And then you, of course, spending a whole $8 on a Christmas uniform. It really means a lot to us.
We're heavy on it.
A very Merry Christmas from all of us. And no one had a merrier Christmas Eve than our buddy Stephen A. Smith yesterday. Cowboys lose. Cue the tape.
Although it's been said many times, many ways to all you Cowboy fans, didn't I tell you? Oh, my goodness. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Y'all have arrived just in time. Right when I'm about to open my Christmas presents. You never let me down. Merry Christmas, y'all. Yeah.
We got a full day of Stephen A. coming up with First Take at the top of the hour, and then he'll have all the NBA stuff all day long. All right, so let's dive into what this actually means. Let's live in a world where the Cowboys now do not win the division. This actually didn't mean that. If the Eagles wind up losing to the Giants today or the last week, the Cowboys still might wind up winning the division. But let's say they don't. They would open the playoffs, we would assume, at the winner of the NFC South.
Yep.
We would assume the Cowboys win that game, right?
For sure.
Yes.
It looks like Tampa right now, but whoever it winds up being. Then they would have to go either to Philadelphia or Detroit. Likely not to San Francisco. The 49ers are likely to be the one seed. Yeah. So they go to Philadelphia or Detroit. Can they win there?
Absolutely. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys are a very good football team, but they're a football team that still needs to tighten up on the screws, that still needs to find a certain identity that says we could be finishers. And until they find a way to be physical in both the run front on offense and defense, I think it's difficult to go deep into the playoffs because that's when those things matter.
Can you find that? They've got two games left in their season. You can find those things?
Yeah, you could definitely find them. They're about to find it this week. I mean, they're going to face it and have to see what they got. But when you think about this football team, it's not about the others. It's about themselves. They got to drill down on what can we do to improve, to be the best version of us. Because when they're hot, they're as good as any team in the NFL. But when they go on the road and they have these kind of showings, ain't nobody scared.
Remember we said after the Philadelphia game, these next 2 weeks will tell us who the Dallas Cowboys are. You know what they need to do now? Mm. Be honest in their self-assessment. Truly look at the film and see how we can do certain things differently and how not doing those things well has affected us.
Give me one example. What's one thing?
Move Michael Parsons off of the ball in run or first and second down situation. Huh. Understand that you're going to have to get a little less of a pass rush in order to be a team that could be in position to unleash him on third down. I think that, to me, is the biggest key defensively.
You like that? You're robbing Peter to pay Parsons.
100% agree with that. At some point, they have to find a way to make this team more physical. Micah Parsons at that middle spot brings physicality.
All right, we have a magnificent game coming your way tonight. Yes. We've got the 49ers and the Ravens. We have the best team in the AFC against the best team in the NFC. Could easily wind up being a Super Bowl preview. It's tonight on ABC and ESPN Plus and ESPN Deportes. And let's see the picks up on the screen. And as usual, Greeny is going to go oppo on everybody else. I'm told both of you guys picked the 49ers, and thus, for that reason and that reason only, I picked the Ravens.
So do you believe it, or you just picked it?
I believe that if everybody thinks one thing is going to happen, it never does. That I genuinely believe.
It's only two of us.
Why do the Niners win? Well, that's enough. Why do the Niners win tonight?
Explosive plays. You're going to watch it. You're going to watch an offensive team, and again, as good as Baltimore's on the back end, they've been the number one team, explosive plays offensively and defensively.
Ravens are mad that they're underdogs at home tonight.
I don't think the Ravens should be mad, because when you watch the Ravens defensively, motion and movement gives them issues on the defensive side of the football, and there's no team that does that more than Kyle Shanahan's offense in San Francisco.
All right, outstanding picks today. We have more to do here as we continue to get up, but on this Christmas Day, the sports is coming fast and furious. First Take is live. Next from Los Angeles, you will see Stephen A., you will see Shannon Sharp, RC will be with him, Cowboys, big road loss to the Dolphins, obviously getting you ready for a huge day on the NBA, which will be here all day long. First Take starts it in 5 minutes. Here on ESPN. Before we go, hey, Jeffrey, how about one more pancake for our Christmas breakfast?
Oh, Jillian Warren, receive it, Mr. Pratt. There's nothing better giving gifts on Christmas than that right there. Tempo setter for the holiday season. Warren, same foot, same shoulder. Receive it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Nothing better than that.
Jeffrey, Merry Christmas Merry to Christmas. You and your whole family who's here enjoying the day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for getting up with us. Enjoy all the sports today, which continues with First Take right now.